Hi, friend, and welcome to the Fruitful Podcast, where we share stories of faith, family, and fruitfulness. I'm Sherilyn Roodman, or in English, Sherilyn Roodman, and this podcast is something really special to me. Every episode features my mom, Lynette Steyn-Lorenz, and these are her original radio interviews, especially for Just Gospel Radio. And these are heartfelt conversations filled with wisdom, hope, and reminders that faith is found in the everyday. I wanted to share them here so they could keep encouraging hearts in new seasons and new spaces. Let's listen together to one of my mom's original conversations that still speaks so deeply today.
I'm going to talk to you today about verbalizing appreciation to your family. And I believe all of you have access to a Bible, our manual for doing life, our reference manual. And there's so many verses in the Bible about family and enhancing family life. I will give you a few at the end if time allows as well. But you can go and read about those in your Bible. The family is really a very, very important unit that God gave us to live in. So I believe we have to say to our families that we appreciate them. And telling your family members that you appreciate them is very important for several reasons. Now, the first one, I'm going to mention 10, and I'm going to break them down and speak to you about each one of them. The first one I want to mention is it's strengthening the relationships within the family. Now, expressing appreciation helps to strengthen your bonds with your family member as it reinforces positive feelings and also encourages open, supportive communication. So let's look at that. Verbal affirmations. Simply telling family members that you appreciate them can have a profound impact. When you do that, be specific about what you appreciate. Mention the particular actions, qualities, or moments that made the difference to you. My one son, when he was 30 years old, I once sent him a message and I said, "Thank you, dear Walt, I appreciate it." And he came back and he said, "What exactly do you appreciate?" And I had to say, tell him, date and time, what he did, that I appreciated, because he wanted particulars about it, not just a general appreciation. And I think if we think of ourselves, we will know that yes, we are also like that. It means a lot to hear you are appreciated, but to hear you are appreciated for this specific thing that you did on that time, that is really very nice. Okay, then the second one there with affirmations is the written note. Writing a heartfelt note or letter can be a meaningful way to express your appreciation. It provides a tangible reminder of your feelings that the person can revisit over and over again. I used to put little notes in my children's lunch boxes. Then when they're there at school, long hours at school, between classes, between sports practice, and they open the lunchbox to have their lunch or just quickly have a snack, and they see mommy's handwritten note. They frequently said that meant so much to them. And even my husband, he also got a handwritten note in his lunchbox. And he was looking forward to it so much that the times that I didn't put a handwritten note in, he'll ask me if something was wrong. And maybe I just didn't have time, but they really appreciated it. Then acts of kindness. Show your appreciation through small acts of kindness. This could be helping with daily tasks, cooking favorite meals, or just spending quality time together doing something that everybody enjoys. Celebrate achievements. Acknowledge and celebrate family members' accomplishments, no matter how small. Even if it's for the little one that's the first time that they potted into the potty and they didn't make a mess in the pans. Or small things. being able to eat with a spoon now, even though it's a mess. Celebrate it. First word said, and even for the older children, especially teenagers, it is important to celebrate achievements. This can be an academic success that they've achieved, personal milestone, or just overcoming a challenge that was bothering them. Then another one that I love is creating family traditions. Establish traditions that emphasize appreciation in your family, such as a gratitude jar where everybody can put in notes of thanks, or a monthly family gathering that focus on sharing what they appreciate about one another. Or maybe a Thanksgiving, sit around the table and each get a chance to say, to be in the hot seat first, and everybody gets a chance to say what they appreciate about that person. And when it's their turn, they can hear what other people appreciate about them. That is a wonderful family tradition. Then the second one, my first one was strengthening relationships. Now the second one is building trust and security. When family members know they are valued, it fosters an environment of trust and security. They feel more comfortable being themselves and sharing their thoughts and feelings. How do you do that? By communication, firstly. The communication in the family should be open and honest. Parents should model this because, like we've said so many times, children copy and paste. So share thoughts and feelings honestly by using I statements to express yourself without blaming. This takes the blame from the listener and puts the responsibility on the person delivering the message. So for instance, rather say, I feel that we should rather do it this way, rather than you are doing it wrong. So it just shifts the blame. Then listen actively to each other, no matter what the age is. Even the little ones are important. Fully concentrate what they are saying without interrupting or judging them. Acknowledge and validate each person's feelings, creating a very supportive environment. You can also do it by trust-building actions. Keep your promises. Parents, you must model this. Be true to your word and follow through on commitments. Parents, again, if you model this, you are the example. So, be very clear on showing respect. Treat each other with consideration. Create a sense of safety. Also share experiences with each other. If you experience trust as a physical, real activity, like the little one jumping from the shelf into daddy's arms, this demonstrates how it should be done with his emotions as well. So engage in regular family activities, creating lasting memories and strengthening the bonds, teaching each other to rely on each other and also to trust in each other to get it done. The third one is encourage positive behavior in your house. Acknowledging and appreciating the positive contribution of each family member can encourage them to continue with that positive behavior. It creates a culture of gratitude and support within the family. How do you do that? Communication. Again, open and honest communication can help each family member to be able to share their feelings and thoughts without judgment. Family values is another important one. As a family, choose 4 to 5 values that you see as important and discuss how you can practically live these out every day. The whole family must be involved in choosing these values so they can feel it's their own. So involve the children in activities that demonstrate these values so that they can, from a very young age, learn to live out positive behavior. A value can be love your neighbor as yourself, And then the whole family can maybe make food parcels and deliver them at a homeless shelter, or maybe give it and put oranges and bottles of water, maybe clean water, in your car. And when you get to a robot where there's a beggar, give the beggar an orange and a water. That will teach your children so much to care for others as well. Then teamwork, involve family members in decision making, sharing the household chores, and planning activities together. If they are part of the team, they need to work for the team. So doing household chores make them part of the team. This fosters a sense of collaboration and shared responsibility within the family, and strengthen the family bonds. An important one, conflict resolution. Teach children how to resolve conflicts peacefully and respectfully. By encouraging them to communicate their feelings and work together to find a solution for the conflict. Then, let's just recap again. Number one was strengthening family relationships. Number two was building trust and security. Number three was enhancing positive behavior. Now, number four is enhancing well-being. Expressing gratitude has been shown to enhance individual well-being. When family members feel appreciated, it can boost their mood and overall happiness, contributing to a more positive family environment. How do you do that? Prioritize quality family time. Dedicate time for meals, activities, conversations, and make it a priority in your schedule. When doing activities with the family, choose activities that everyone enjoys, whether it's a board game, outdoor adventures, or movie nights. What we did was we gave each child a turn to decide what type of yearly family holiday we should go on. Was it camping in the bushveld? Was it a beach holiday? What was it? And each one got a turn, but everybody had to go because it was a family holiday. So during these, be present and active. Put away phones and distractions. Focus on the family members. Foster open communication and create a safe space for the family to share their thoughts, feelings, and experiences, again without judgment and using I statements. You need to build trust and respect. Show empathy and understanding by trying to see things from your family members' perspective, even when you disagree from them. Be reliable and trustworthy. Parents, model this. Be reliable and trustworthy. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Encourage healthy habits. That also comes in with enhancing well-being. Promote physical activity by training in front of your children that they can see you training. Making them part of your physical training from a young age is also lots of fun. Instead of doing weightlifting, do child lifting. They really enjoy it. Encourage children to get involved in a team or individual sport as soon as they are old enough. Then prioritize healthy eating. Make sure everyone has access to nutritious meals and healthy snacks. Create a positive eating environment where it's relaxed, where they can talk. Encourage good sleeping habits, regular sleeping schedules in a calm and relaxing atmosphere helps. Keep away from screens at least 30 minutes before bedtime. Then number five is creating lasting memories. Oh, I love this one. Sharing appreciation can create meaningful moments that family members will remember forever. These moments can strengthen the family narrative and create a legacy of love and support. And in times when it's not going well, they will remember the good times. Prioritize time for this. Prioritize time for family vacations. Just the family, not friends included, just the family. Schedule activities and create opportunities for connection. Take photos of these shared experiences. Have family traditions on specific times and be creative about them. Resolve conflict. No issue is important enough that it should break up family relationships. Develop healthy communication and conflict resolution skills to navigate disagreements and work towards strong relationships. You can also decide or agree to disagree on certain points, but family relationships should be the winner, not necessarily an individual. Then number six, conflict resolution. Conflict is part of daily life. We are all unique, we are all different, we cannot agree on everything. So expressing appreciation can help diffuse tensions during conflicts. It reminds family members of their value and importance, making it easier to work through disagreements. During conflict resolution, again, foster open communication by expressing feelings, using I statements, and active listening. Teach family members to concentrate on what the other person is saying before they formulate the response that they want to give while the person is still speaking. Keep your attention to what the person is saying and not by what you want to respond. Cultivate empathy and understanding by recognizing that everyone has different opinions and viewpoints, and by trying to understand the other person's perspective, even if you disagree with it. So if you cannot agree, find common ground, use cool-off periods, and brainstorm solutions. In the end, the family relationship is more important than the issue. So compromise or agree to disagree, but still love each other. The relationship should win, not necessarily the individual. Prevent future conflict by establishing boundaries. Choosing a code word for enough is enough is a very good idea. We had a code phrase of fatsoe katvis. Now, to translate that in English is a bit difficult, but that was our family phrase. If it was enough and it's over and there's a truce called, then you say that and the conflict's not allowed to go on. So get a phrase that time out or it's enough. And what we did was we as parents were allowed to call the code phrase or the code word if the children didn't stop and they just carried on, because sometimes it gets ugly and things are said that you do not mean, because there's no empathy anymore, no trying to understand the other one's viewpoint anymore, and it just goes on. So if you get to that point, time out is needed, and then you can call the code word for the time out. Regular family meetings can prevent conflict, because something can be said or discussed and solution found before there's too many negative feelings involved. And also try to build your children and your family members' emotional intelligence, and create a family meeting can also create a positive space for open communication. Then parents, number seven is modeling behavior. When you express appreciation, you model this behavior for others, for your children. It encourages a cycle of gratitude within the family, which can have a positive ripple effect. Children do what they see. Parents should openly model positive behavior where their children can see it. Be intentional about your parenting. Show love, show appreciation, show conflict management, show physical exercise, show forgiveness, show practicing your family values, show how you practice your faith. You should do that in front of your children where they can see it. Allow them to see you praying. Allow them to see you talking to God. Allow them seeing you studying your Bible. Allow them seeing you doing praise and worship. Then number 8, promoting open communication. Now we've said a lot about communication already, but regularly sharing appreciation promotes open and honest communication. Family members are more likely to express their feelings and thoughts when they feel they are valued within the family. We have mentioned this, and it is really important to create an atmosphere where family members feel free to communicate not just facts, but feelings as well. So teach your children words for the different feelings from a young age so that they are able to express their feelings and emotions. What I find very helpful, and we actually gave our children magnets, fridge magnets, knits with emojis on last Christmas so that they can use it in their own household, teaching our grandchildren about emotions, where the child can choose a little face that they feel that this is the emotion they are experiencing. And even when they cannot name the emotion yet, they can show that is how I am feeling. And then the parent can mention a few emotions that's a possibility and teach them names for their emotions. Then number 9, acknowledging efforts. Everyone in the family contributes in different ways to the family, and acknowledging these efforts show that you recognize and value the unique roles that they play. You can do it by verbal acknowledgement. Instead of general comments or compliments, point out specific positive actions, like we've said before. For example, thank you for helping with the dishes. I really appreciate it. Make it a conscious effort to express gratitude for even small things done by family members on a regular basis. Affirm qualities and values rather than external things. For example, tell your child that you appreciate their working hard and trying, rather than acknowledging the end result only if they did good. Create a safe space where family members can acknowledge each other. This will teach children to give appreciation from a very young age, and will also give dad and mom acknowledgement for what they are doing, something that is often overlooked or taken for granted by the children. So even mom and dad needs to be involved in this give appreciation. And I've mentioned the Thanksgiving thing before, we get the hot seat. Even mom and dad should sit in that hot seat. And that gives the children time to think about what actually is mom and dad doing for us. Okay, then number 10, the last point I want to mention is create a positive environment for your family. A family culture of appreciation fosters positivity and resilience, making it easier to face challenges in life together. A father contributes to a lot to the atmosphere in the house. So dads, listen to me today. You cannot bring your work stress home. Your children and wife didn't cause that stress, and they shouldn't pay the price for it. Before entering your home, take a moment to remind yourself that the little ones missed you during the day and would like to share what they did with you. They are looking forward to seeing you as they love you. That is their way of showing you that they appreciate you. Give them and your wife the time to do so. Your family will stay your family forever, but your job may change. Do not get your priorities confused. Okay, let's look at the Bible. In Genesis 18, it says, verse 17 to 19, then the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him, for I have chosen him so that, listen, he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. The Lord says, in other words, now I'm paraphrasing, that if Abraham follow him and direct his children and his household to keep the way of the Lord and do what is right and just, and then the Lord will deliver his promises to him. And that's the same for you as well, not just for Abraham. Philippians 2 verse 1 to 2. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then, verse 2, then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving each other, and working together with one mind and purpose. So as a family, work together with one mind and purpose. Then Proverbs 22 verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. More clearly, that cannot be said. 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Do you listen carefully? If you do not provide for your relatives and especially for members of your household, you have denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Colossians 3 verse 20, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. 1 Timothy 3 verse 5, for if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? No use. You're doing a lot of work in the church or the congregation where you serve the Lord, but your household is falling apart. No use. You need to care for your own household first. Then Genesis 2 verse 24, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Why did I put this one in? Just to emphasize that you, your wife, and your children, or wife, you, your husband, and your children, needs to be your first priority. After they are taken care of, then the rest of your family can come, but they are your first priority. So in summary, expressing appreciation to your family members is a powerful way to enhance your family relationships, promote well-being, and create a supportive and loving family environment. It's a simple yet impactful gesture that can lead to lasting benefits for everyone in the family, even after the children leave the parental home. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you all are going to invest in your families, and I hope that you will actively share your appreciation for each family member with them.
Thanks for listening to the Fruitful Podcast, originally produced for Just Gospel Radio, used with permission. You can find more at fruitfulfig.ca/links or support the work at buymeacoffee.com/fruitfulfig. And remember, every fig has a season. Pretty kind of love.